Blog Talk Radio.
Chag HaMatzot, Sameach, Yesai, Day 4, Unleavened Bread.
I'm going to testify.
But passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. 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 But passed over their houses. But passed over their houses. But passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their instruction to the Egyptians. Instruction to the Egyptians. Instruction to the Egyptians. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. 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 One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve, 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 on Passover Eve.
Mountains, throw them on.
Children of Israel, remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Just as little Moses go down there to free them. I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us little Moses, go down there to free them. Judge us little Moses, go down there to free them.
Now, here's one of the places where latter-day confuses, especially among Messianic Jews, and I think this is a crept in Hebrew for Christians here. I kind of went into what we say is Chol Moed 1, the first Chol Moed intermediate day, which would be Pesach 3 here, is the first, okay, the first day is known to be, often said to be a Sabbath day, and the last day is a Sabbath day. Now, in the scripture here, what we have in Leviticus chapter 23, and it's an interesting chapter. It does mention, you know, the Sabbath is a fixed day. Let's keep this in mind. The Sabbath, right, is a fixed day. Now, when we have holy times and season, appointed time, mo'edim, such as Pesach, right? Passover is literally that Eve, right? The Eve, you know, the 14th. And then we have, like, the Seder, often by the tribe and tradition. And then on the 15th, right, that will begin the 7 days of unleavened bread. And according to the scripture, Leviticus 23, chapter 23, verse 4, these are the appointed seasons, right, the appointed seasons, the feasts, the festivals, Eileh, Mo'edei Yahuwah, Mo'edei Yahweh, Mikrayei Kodesh. These are the appointed seasons or the appointed feasts, seasons of Jehovah, even holy convocations, Mikrayei Kodesh, Mikra, Kara, like Vayikra, to call out, the Kara, called out, outcalled, assemblies, set apart, outcalled assemblies, Mikrayei Kodesh, Asher, Tikreu, that ye shall proclaim, or Tom, you shall proclaim them, bit more edam, moed, like appointed, more edam, in their appointed seasons, at their appointed, at their proper times. Verse 5 says, in the first month or the first moon or the first renewed, ba chodesh, we often take it to be like months in that sense. It really means the renewed, we say the moon and the renewing of the time, the season, right? But in the first month or moon or ba'chodesh, ha'rishon, the head, in the first moon renewed on the 14th day of the moon, the month at dusk, is Jehovah's Passover, Pesach la'Yahuwah. Pesach la Yahweh, right? The Passover of He Who Be, Who We Be, on the 15th day of the same moon. Now, the 15th of the day of the same moon is the Chag HaMatzot la Yahuwah, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to Jehovah. Chag HaMatzot. Not just matzah, that's one piece of, you say, unleavened bread, but ha-matzot, the matzahs, the unleavened breads, right? Chag, feast, festival, chag ha-matzot la-Yahuwah, to Jehovah. 7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread. Now, verse 7 says, in the first day ye shall have a holy and isla, a set apart, it says holy convocation, an isla avocation, a set apart, outcalled assembly, ye shall do no man of servile work. Now, according to much of the Jewish and Yehudi tradition and the pop Judaism and even like the Ashkenazis and others, but according to pop Judaism, and they take this to say, well, it's a Shabbat. And in a sense, we could say, yes, it is a Shabbat in that sense, you know, but it's not a Shabbat in the sense of it being called a Shabbat, but it's a Shabbat in the sense of what we say, like the orta praxa, the right doing, the correct doing. What is done is that no work is done. The correct thing to do is to do no work in that sense. And within that thought, we get into the orthodox or the correct thinking, the correct thought, right? So when it says, ye shall do no manner of servile work, it says in the first day, so here we have Leviticus 23:7, Bayom ha-rishon, mikra kodesh, Yihye Lakem Kol Me Leket Iboda Iboda Me Leket Iboda Lo Ta'isu Lo Ta'isu. Ye shall not do Lo No Ta'isu. Not to do Ta'isu Ta'isu Lo Ta'isu. You shall not do any manner of Meleket Meleket Iboda Meleket Iboda Iboda. Any sort of was translated and interpreted here as servile work. So this is kind of in the same connection, right? Not even important labors, abstention from which, right, may entail financial loss. Now, during the intermediate days, such work is allowed. So here at the third day of Pesach, when it comes to the third day of Passover, the Chol Moed, right, the intermediate days, work may be, you know, work may be done. Now, here in this chapter, I think it's verse 36, it says right here, this is interesting right here, verse 36, it says, okay, 7 days you shall bring an offering made by fire to Jehovah on the eighth day, shall be a holy convocation, an out-called assembly. You shall bring an offering made by fire to Jehovah. It is a day of solemn assembly. Ye shall do no manner of servile work. So we have this idea, once again, even repeated, at the first, for the first Pesach, unleavened bread, the first of the Shalosh Regalim, of the three times in the year and of the Feast of Jehovah, and then for the seventh Sukkot, right, or Tabernacles in gathering. But focusing right here, we went through the language because I said, why do they say, and Messianic Jews like Hebrew Christians, John J. Parson and others, right, why do they say that, well, the first fruits, the Korin, and the Omer count for them begins. They begin this Omer count, the counting of the sheaves and the wheat, you know, for the seven Shabbats complete, the 7 weeks of 49 plus 1 day, 50-day Pentecost. You know, we call this in a new covenant sense the Feast of the Holy Spirit. But why do they begin that count? They begin that count then. They begin that count on the third day of Pesach, basically on this at this time that count will begin. Is that a correct interpretation? Is that the orthopraxa? And is it based on the orthodoxa? Is that the correct action, the right action? And is that based on the correct thought or the right thinking? We say, no, it's not. And we have the early church as witness. We have the true church and the professing church, the church of he who has the keys, the great King David, also as, you know, also as witness. Now, one of the reasons why it is taken to be that might be the fact that the first and the last day of the feast are days when no work is to be done. And this is like a rest. This will be a rest day, a rest time, as Yom HaShabbat, as the Sabbath also, is a rest time. Right? Now, when we look at the beginning of the chapter, some would argue this. In Leviticus chapter 23, where it says, "And Hashem spoke to Moshe, Lemor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, and say to them, with Amarta Elehem, the appointed seasons of the Yahweh, the appointed seasons, the Mo'edei Yahweh, Mo'edei Yahuwah, Asher Tikareu Otama Mikrae Kodesha Elehem, Mo'edei, the appointed seasons, the feasts of Jehovah, which ye all shall proclaim to be," what's that? "Holy convocations." Right, the Mikrae Kodesh, Mikrae Kara, to call out Kodesh, separate, a set apart, out call, convocation, ivocation. Even these are my appointed seasons. I think the KJV says my feast. These are my feasts. Here we have, it says, Eile Hain Mo'edai. Eile, these Hain. Right, these them, Eile Hain Mo'edai. Mo'edai. Is my feast, is my appointed time, my appointments. And then it says, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. So here we have Mikra Kodesh for the Shabbat day. Ye shall do no manner of work. Note the language here. It says that Kol Melaka. Kol Melaka Lo Ta'isu. Lo Ta'isu. You shall not do. So that's the orthopraxa, right? The right doing, the right action is not to do any manner of. It is a Sabbath to Jehovah in all your dwellings. Right? It says Shabbat Tahiyah La Yahuwah Bekol Moshe Boteshe. So here we have this part. Then it says, these are the appointed seasons of the Yahweh, even holy convocation, which he shall proclaim in the appointed season. So here it brings us again to verse 4. So the beginning of this chapter, chapter 23, is speaking of the appointed seasons. Seasons, right? The appointed seasons of the Mo'edei Yahuwah, Yahweh. The Mo'edei Yahweh. Right, the appointed times, the appointments of Jehovah, which ye shall proclaim, they shall be proclaimed, Asher Tikreu Otam, they shall be proclaimed to be Mikrae Kodesh, outcalled, set apart, holy, set apart, outcallings, even these are my appointed season, my feast, Elohim Mo'edai. Now notice that these two verses, right, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, and say to them, the appointed seasons of Jehovah, which y'all, so the children of Israel, all, y'all, I and I all, are to proclaim to be set apart, outcalled, holy, set apart, Ila avocation. Even these are he who be who he be's feasts, his appointed seasons, his appointments, Mo'edai. Then it says, 6 days shall work be done. Now note this right here. The Sabbath is not included among the appointed seasons of Jehovah. And so verse 4, it repeats the phrase. The reason is that HaShabbat is a day fixed. It's a day fixed, be'Elohim, by the true good, the true God. Whereas the actual date for the observance of the festivals had to await the proclamation in the ancient time by the Sanhedrin. You know, we could say by Einai Hebraic and Yehudi courts. Right? In other words, they had to proclaim them because these are movable feasts. Right? These are in that sense, movable feasts, and it had to be at the right time based on the right calculation of time. Right, so it's about time. That's why when Daniel's prophecy says that they should seek to change times and laws. A lot of us say laws and time, putting law first, but according to what we read in the scripture, it says times. Because we could change time, right? One's conception of time, then changing law is very much easier. Because we understand what time, the significance of time, right? Time after time, time, right? So he had to proclaim them, right? The kara. It occurs in connection with festivals. It signifies to fix the time, set the date, fix the time, proclaim. It's not just saying that the priests are to proclaim it, but it says, ye y'all, B'nai Yisrael. Ye y'all, Jah people, the sons, especially the sons, to whom more is given, more is required, to proclaim it, to set the time. My appointed season, Mo'edai. Mo'edai. So he who be who he be is speaking in the first person, the I sense, when he says Mo'edai. Mo'edai. The Mo'edim, right? The feasts, the festivals, Mo'edai. They are my feasts, appointed seasons. Though the phrase refers only to, some say right here, the Sabbath. The Sabbath. The Sabbath. The plural is used since it applies to all the Sabbaths in the year. So we have a little footnote right here. It says, the appointed seasons of the Yahweh proclaim them to be holy convocation. Even these are my appointed season. But note this here, where it says, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest. A Sabbath of solemn rest. Shabbat, Shabbaton. Shabbat, Shabbaton. So Shabbat, Shabbaton. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Shabbat, Shabbaton. A holy Isla convocation. Mikra Kodesh. Y'all shall do no manner of work. Call Melaka Lo Taisu. It is a Sabbath to Jehovah in all your dwellings. Shabbat hi ala Yahuwah. They call Moshe Botekem. Moshe Botekem. Moshe Botekem. In all of your, you know, wherever I and I dwell. It says, these are the appointed seasons of Jehovah, even holy convocation. You can see how the text is braided here. First, he says the appointed seasons. Then he mentions the Sabbath. Then now he gets into more detail here in verse 4 on the appointed seasons. So the Sabbath is here related to the festivals, note that, to teach that the one who, some of the ancients would teach it like this, desecrates the latter, the festivals, right, is regarded as though he had desecrated the former, the Shabbat. And if one honors the festival, is one honors Yom HaShabbat. So a Sabbath to Jehovah, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, who created light, illumination, and darkness, disillumination, fixed Yom HaShabbat, the Sabbath, for all your places of residence, no matter wherever we be, right, on this earthly plane, the Shabbat is fixed. Because people like to say, oh, how do we know what day is? They're talking foolish. You fixed it. The time, the hour of its beginning and ending is determined by the local conditions. Longitude, latitude, right? On this earthly plane, as the heavens turn around this earthly plane, in all your dwellings, both in the land, right, in the land of Yisrael, both in the land and the land promised to Abraham, right, and in the diaspora, and whether at home, whether we at home or we're on a tribe, a track, a journey, right, these are the appointed seasons. So in verse 2, the phrase has reference to the periodical addition of an extra, some say, month. This is now when we're dealing with intercalation, like intercalation in a year. Now, a lot of this was fixed by the Sanhedrin, right? Some would say the Yehudi, the courts, the Sanhedrin. We also have this in orthodoxy terms. Some would say the synod, you know, and these other sort of councils. So here, to their announcement of when the new moon, when we say the new moon, it's really, some people like to argue about this and say that the word is Yariach for Yariach or Yarech, you know, depending on how they want to enunciate it, and not Chodesh, Kodesh, right? But Chodesh means the renewed, right? The renewing. So the sense of new moon in the context makes sense unless one just, you know, sometimes people get on idiodotes, but we're not getting on the idiodotes, right? So here is important because this right here puts into context this Pesach. Just to point out the Pesach, but what we note, and just to note this for the record for moving forward, you know, with more, is that this idea that the third day, in popular Judaism is the counting for many ones of the Omer. And many of the Messianic Yehudi have picked up on this too, but what it does is throws off the count. And it throws off their testimony, those Messianic Yehudi, in Yeshua, because when we saw what Hebrew for Christians had with Yeshua crucified on the 14th, on the 15th, Yeshua in the tomb, on the 16th, Yeshua in the tomb, then on the 17th, Yeshua resurrected. So hold up. Then I read, he had a little more note, and it said something to the effect of he being in the tomb 3 days and three nights. How can that be? It's a contradiction in not just terms, but presentment, right? And I hope one can receive this in grace and truth without resentment as well. But what we note here is that particular tradition right there, this might be one of the reasons why the Ethiopic Didascalia, the apostolic doctrine and teaching, the church constitutions pointed out some of the errors. And some of these errors even can be traced to the time of Moshiach and his denunciations, right, of the Pharisees and the scribes and the church, the orthodoxy. The pseudo-orthodox amongst the black and the brown Jews of his time, and it's the only reason why also we have to call out many times, whether it's in this case or with even the Ethiopian Orthodox, you know, where they have swerved, whether knowingly or unknowingly, because there's no way that these can be 3 days, like we say about the Christian. The Christian says Good Friday, and then they say Easter. Easter what? Easter who? Esther, we already had Esther. Esther was Purim, leading forward here. That's Astia, you know, in truth, but we're talking about Fasika, right? So in looking at the 3 days and three nights, you know, the Christians say Good Friday. That's only two nights and one day. Because it's Good Friday, and by the time we get to the night or the evening of Friday, there's night, and then the next day is Saturday, the Sabbath day, so that's a day, and there's one more night, and then they say he raised on Sunday. That is two nights and one day. Now, here's some of the Messianic Jews, right, like Hebrew Christians and others, though they have other points right and exact. Here, this is not right and exact, but they're trying to hold on to certain of the Yehudi, the Jewish custom tradition. It's not because just of the Ashkenazis, because many of our own black and brown Yehudi of the first century time were on that rah-rah stuff too. Otherwise, the Moshiach would not have had to call them out and denounce. You know what I mean? They say, rebuke a wise man, and he'll love you. Rebuke a fool, and he'll hate you. So, you know, it depends on who you're rebuking and how they're going to take this. But there's no way that, if you can see what I'm seeing right here, you know, you go to page, we're going to update that as well, but like to keep that there also as a witness, so we might, you know, use like some question mark, put it in red or something like that, so that it kind of can come out a little bit more, because it 3 days, 15th and 16th are 2 days, so they have it a little better, like 2 days and two nights, but it still falls short of what? The glory, right? The glory, right? We're glory in the season, honor the season, celebrating the season, remember, right? If it's 3 days and three nights, we got to also do the math on this. So that falls short. Instead, according to the Hebraic, it would be the 14th, the crucifixion, the 15th in the tomb, the 16th in the tomb, the 17th in the tomb, and on the 18th, right? And then, of course, when we look at what day it is within the 7th, it will be the first day of the week, what is often referred to as Sunday now. And this is where the true tradition of the Sunday resurrection of Adonai and Yeshua HaMashiach, our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on that Sunday. And thus can also explain a little bit more of what the children of the Ethiopians refer to as the Senbete Christian, or the Sabbath, as it were, of the Christian, the Meshahawian, the Messiahites, right? The true Christ man and woman of the King of Kings Christ. But what we don't find in this, in the Hebrew,
is it's saying that the first day is a Sabbath day. As many of the Yehudi, the Jews, would say, that the reason why the third day is first fruits or Bikurim, and thus they would say, well, if Yeshua is the true first fruit, then that's the resurrection day. And because it's Pesach 3, the third day of the unleavened bread, therefore, see, that's 3 days. No, it said that he'd be in the tomb how many days? 3 days and three nights. So that means just by logic, basic logic, 3 days and three nights, he must fulfill that. And then it would be on the next day after that, on the morrow after the weekly Sabbath. That's the key right there, the weekly Sabbath. Right? So when we were saying even before that there's two Sabbaths, well, this is how tradition says, well, that is a Sabbath. Yes, the first day and the last day of the unleavened bread, the 7 days of Shabbat, the week of unleavened bread, are days where no work shall be done and are taken as a Sabbath. But in the direct writ, in the scripts, it's not mentioned there. It's not mentioned. The link is no manner of servile work. And on the Sabbath day, it says that ye shall do no manner of work. Basically, in the Hebrew, it says, call, melaka, all work, lo taisu, you would not do all work. While we have right here, connected with that first day of the unleavened bread, it says, meleket eboda, which is kind of, is a very interesting sense, meleket eboda, right, and servile work, lo taisu. But what is not said here specifically, and it could have been said there, is that it is a Shabbat. Yes, it's taken as a Shabbat. So when we get to Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 11, it says, and he shall wave the sheaf or the Omer, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah to be accepted for you, on the morrow after the Sabbath, right, on the morrow, mi macherat ha-Shabbat, on the day after HaShabbat, the priest shall wave it. It is not speaking of the day after the first day of unleavened bread. No, it's speaking after the day of the Sabbath, which is fixed. Right? So in a sense, the Sabbath is like on the solar, if you get me, on the solar calendar, and the Mo'adim, right, they turn on the lunar. And thus we have the wheel and the wheel, and also Donnell's prophecy, and also Donnell's prophecy, and also Donnell's prophecy.
I'm going to testify.
And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know. But...
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot, Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Something about this generation. They're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation. They're often dangerous. Something about this generation. Their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation. When we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. See their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation. They're not like us, they love to curse. Something about this generation. All been dangerous. Something about this generation. Their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation. When we say peace, they say war. Sticky, sticky situation I see. Enemies on the rise. Brutal and evil. Devils in the sky. They cut, they fight. What a terror they play. Big guns, long knives, they shed his blood every day. Something about this generation. They're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation. They're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation. Their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation. When we say peace, they say war. Oh, oh, hey, yeah. Oh, Lord. Yeah, we gotta work harder. We must pull together. Help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evil ways. Oh, something about this generation. They're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation. They're often dangerous.
Education, education is the key. Self-education, community education, each one teach one, education. Hear the words of the King of Kings.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
He knows, man, and everybody laughs at me, but just get your Africa tickets ready, baby. Because we have no idea.
When Martin Lawrence was in that chair, we talked about Blue Streak.
I love it. He played a role. Get out of here. Left Africa. Out of here. If it ever gets more expensive than the price he named, get out of here. Left Africa.
We're gonna take South Africa. Then we move down to South Africa. Make a move over West Africa. And then we end up in Ethiopia, man.
Africa,
whoa. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Here I come.
We're coming to take it.
Africa,
whoa. Hold on strong.
Here I come.
It is the purpose of life.
It is good that you have taken this picture of me in my palace garden in Addis Ababa. So it can be known unto the entire world even with a jet card. Give still to the lion. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect the land. You know see him an ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot a baki. And the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon a pass, go make me market. Turn up the bass and the treble it's a rotted. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Knowledge is a must, oh yes I'll blast it. So tell me what the rat they're asking. How I survive and surpass this. Ethiopia where the hate should be protected. The needy never neglected. And so that's the eye always reflected. I tell them about David and Goliath. You tell them get quiet, Babylon tell me start a riot. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect the life. You don't see him an ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot a baki. A black woman to who you are talking. Remember me tell you, careful who you walk with. Who go take the youth from blood and creep walking. If the generation take it to what I'm talking. Selassie I am the king of all kings. I tell them Selassie never dead. Rumor them a spread, they probably stick in a them head. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their life, yo. You don't see them an ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto when I've gunshot a baki. And the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon a pass, give me the weed go market. Yo, turn up the bass and share boy make we blast it. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Education is a must, so yes I blast it. Yo, so you ask me how I survive and surpass it. So that's the eye,
eye, eye. You want to sell out the black people. I say, people out here know what I'm going. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So he must closer to America because I'm having people. You know, just as easy as that. His Majesty.
Jireh, my bro, you're my provider. Yeah, yeah, Jireh.
we're here. Yes, I here on Unleavened Bread Day 4. The reading and feeding right here for day 4. We have the Torah reading for here, the second of the intermediate day. Here we're at day 4, Exodus chapter 22. Focus verses, verses 24 to chapter 23, verse 19, and the fire key from Numbers chapter 28, verses 19 to 25. The Royal Order Psalms here for this day, we have Psalm 27. I'm going to write up with the Royal Amharic and some of the Hebrew roots. But the segue right here, Elaine, with Jehovah Jireh right here.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Yerushalayim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 22. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as an usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. If thou at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it unto him by that the sun goeth down, for that is his covering only. It is his raiment for his skin, wherein shall he sleep. And it shall come to pass, when he crieth unto me, that I will hear, for I am gracious. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors, the firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give unto me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen and with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam, on the 8th day thou shalt give it me. And ye shall be holy men unto me. Neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dogs, 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 to the dogs. Chapter 23. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. If thou meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. If thou see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under his burden and wouldest forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help with him. Thou shalt not wrest the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise, and perverteth the words of the righteous. Also thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. And 6 years thou shalt sow thy land, and shalt gather in the fruits thereof, but the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard, and with thy oliveyard. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month Abib, for in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field. And the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. 3 times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not thieve a kid in his mother's milk, 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 in his
So right here on day four, the reading from HaTorah, Exodus chapter 22, we get HaTorah, the direction instruction, and the judgments, Mishpatim. And this is themed here, crimes against humanity, carrying forward into chapter 23, my further continuance, the judgments, Mishpatim. The land, concerning the land, even the promised land, and the Sabbath, and HaShabbat, the rest day, and then concluding with the 3 national feasts. So as His Majesty Karamawi Nagus Nagas says, the 3 annual feasts, and it's interesting in the autobiography, book 1, that awaj, that proclamation, that chapter there, I think it's the chapter right now. Don't want to miscall the chapter. But in that chapter where His Majesty speaks about the Shabbat and the 3 annual feasts right here, Exodus chapter 23, and those advice, words of advice to all to fulfill the 10 words, the 10 commandments. So here, moving forward right here to the fire key. For the fire key offerings, the words of I in our mouth, the meditation, adaptation, heart to call.
Yes, perfect. Blessed. Messiah. Messiah.
Chapter 28. But ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord. 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deals shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several 10th deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs. And 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work.
No servile work. No servile work. No servile work. No servile work. No servile work.
Are you ready? free our minds.
That joy in my soul. I feel that joy within my soul, a burning flame without control. Whoa, I feel that joy within my soul. Whoa. One which both all can control. Oh, in your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up he retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. Throne of fire. Babylon soon up he retire. Throne of fire. Babylon soon up he retire. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Cup sit up on the throne of fire. Cup sit up on the throne of fire.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah, and how we're going to kill them though is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae. Now popular worldwide.
Well,
let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
The occasion, look at yourself and say you're strong. No one can stop you, oh yeah. Rise to the occasion, go ahead, you know you're strong. No one can stop you.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step to walk. Your goal is so right.
Fulfill your needs for the world. Some people read and meditate, others move scantier. Some people are conscious about life, others are still punching ya. Some people like strong drinks, all like champagne and brandy ya. Babies love ice cream and cake and candy ya. I love herbs and girls, words, roots, I'm a shanty, yo. Girls with clothes and shoes, girls to school, brand new and a mean spanking, yo. Yes, we all need education because that's the damn thing, yo. All things glorified, living and standing.
It's for you to make the best in life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step to walk. Your goal is so right.
Fulfill your needs and wants.
You to make the best in life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step to walk. Your goal is so right.
Fulfill your needs and wants. You've got the clearance. That's the reference. Perseverance for the utmost best should be your preference. Tears of dread and silence is your evidence. Help those afar off, see those in your residence. Oh yeah, yeah, first getting sentiments. Look at it with a clear conscience.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance
to save Africa.
In Ethiopia, at its capital, Addis Ababa, Emperor Haile Selassie, who sent four members of his air force to join Harambe Africa, speaks of the responsibilities of youth.
Jemari Bahalam Takabai Guragabinet Arakwastoinet Maswaitinet Lai Yitamasaratana.
The future prospect of a country depends upon its young people. The integrity and the well-being of the whole of Africa can be preserved only when its youth, with unceasing effort, has developed an acute sense of discrimination, thus adopting what is only essential and constructive, and discarding that which does not contribute to the goal and aspiration of the peoples of Africa. The youth of Africa must show to the world that they are determined to use the best of their knowledge to bring about continuous progress and the common goal of unity and greatness as a tangible objective of the African peoples.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Shalom again, shalom shalom. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Yeah! So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Today's Daily Psalm, King of Kings Bible, here, here, here. Yeah, boy.
مزمور 26 بقنن 27 سايك أباي داويت مزم اكزياب هير برهاني نام داني تينو يمي اسفراني مان لو اكزياب هير يهيو تيمة تامن يوانو يمي اسدنك تاني مان لو كفو چاك اناكي وچي تلاتو چيم سقايني بلو زند بك الربو جدي انرسو تسناك كلو ناودو ሰራዊትም ቢሰፍርብኝ ልቤ አይፈራም ሰልፍም ቢነሳብኝ በዚህ ተማመናል እግዚአብሔርን አንዲት ነገር ለመን እርሷንም እሻል በሕይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት ኖር ዘንድ እግዚአብሔርን ደስ የሚያሰኘውንም አይ ዘንድ መቅደሱንም መመለከት ዘንድ በመከራዬ ቀን በድንኳኑ ሰውሮኛልና በድንኳኑም መሸሸጊያ ሸሽጎኛልና ባለስ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ አድርጎኛልና እነሆ አሁን በዙሪያ ባሉ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ራሴን ከፍ ከፍ አደረገ በድንኳኑም የልልታ መስዋዕትን ሰዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ቀኛለሁ እዘምርለትም አለሁ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ የጮኩትን ቃሌን ስማኝ ማረኝና አድምጠኝ አንተ ፊቴን እሹት ባልክ ጊዜ አቤቱ ፊትህን እሻለሁ ልቤ አንተን አለ ፊትህን ከኔ አትሰውር ተቆጥተህ ከባሪያ ፈቀቅ አትበል ረዳት ሁነኝ አትጣለኝም የመድኃኒቴም አምላክ ሆይ አትተወኝ አባቴና እናቴ ትተውኛልና እግዚአብሔር ግን ተቀበለኝ አቤቱ መንገድህን አስተምረኝ ስለ ጠላቶቼም በቀና መንገድ ምራኝ የሐሰት ምስክሮችና መጠኞች ተነስተውብኛልና ለጠላቶቼ ፈቃድ አትስጥ የእግዚአብሔርን ቸርነት በሕያዋን ምድር አይ ዘንድ አምናለሁ እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ በርታ ልብህም ይጽና እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ
People still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. Salam to Ain'Aistaling. Today's daily song. According to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and he after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Haya Sabah. Yes, yes, yes. Salam to Ain'Aistaling. Today's daily song. According to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and he after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Haya Sabat. And his theme, Ekziavi Hergar, Yallo So Difreto. The confidence of a man, of a human being, with Ekziavi Heru, sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed Father, Yod Hey Wehei, He will be, we be, His Divine Majesty. Confidence to him, a hymn of confidence, the confidence, as I said, the evidence, the confidence of the victory of good over evil. Ekziavi Hergar, Yallo So Difreto. Confidence that a man has with the sustainer. Here today's daily psalm is Mora Dawit from the Psalter, from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Metzav Kedus of Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. Conquer the land, the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not. Make I and I behold. And Sama, 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 Samu, Samunye. Yes, I. Make I and I ride up. Esama Av. Wewelit, Womenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One source in Jamalan. We begin. Today's daily psalm is Mor Haya Sabbat, Psalm 27. Superscription here in the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, says, Saik Eba, Saik Eba. As we had noted when in the Sefer Tehillim from the Judaic, the Hebraic, that the LXX was said to have added to the words of David, Le David, Le David, in the Hebrew, the words, before he was anointed. Here we have in the Metzhav Kedus, Saik Eba, Saik Eba, before being anointed, Ye David Mezmor. Now, why is this important? This is important because this dates today's daily psalm from the Mezmor of David, the Psalms of David, to the time and at the time of the beginning of Saul's persecution and false prosecution, and fitting well with those circumstances and situations, and revealing a spirit, the irid of implicit confidence, that confidence in the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed Father amidst perilous conditions. Let it be noted that today's daily psalm, this composition is said to be in two parts. There's two main parts. There's a second part that is said to commence, that commences at verse 7. Second part that commences at verse 7 in today's daily psalm. A distinct change of tone is also and should be discerned, which has led some, as we mentioned, commentators to suppose or assume that we have two separate fragments that were joined together. Now, the difference may be due to a change of mood from major to minor mood, which is easily understandable. And once again, the psalm here in the season, right, according to Einai roots, even we the black Jews, Rastafari Yehudi of the line of the tribe of Judah, that this psalm in the ancient time was appointed for recital daily throughout the 6 months as preparation for the advent of the new year and the Day of Atonement. And the adversaries, we're going to touch on the adversaries, enemies, verse 12, metaphorically interpreted as the promptings of chatiat, of sin, of lack, of forfeiture, of missing the mark, of uckery, from which the deliverance, the eye deliverance, the victory is sought. So make an eye ride up. Kuter ant. The Lord, the sustainer, is my light and my salvation. Berhanena, berhane, berhane, my light na and berhanena, medhaniteno, and my Medhanit, medanit, my medhanit, medhaniteno, and my salvation, my saving, yemias farayim, that which causes me fear, yemias farayim, mano, who is it? Because it gziyavihar, berhanena, medhaniteno, yemias farayim, mano, it gziyavihar, yehiwate, metaminyawano, yemias the negatang, mano, exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, Ab Father, is the strength of my life. We have here Yahiwate, Hewet, life, Hewate, my life, Yahiwate, of my life, Metamenyawa, Metamenyawa, is the sure place, the confidence, the trust. Right? It's the trust of her trust, Metamenyawa, wa, Metamenyawa, of her, Nawu, he be. Yemias denegetain, denegetain, mano, yemias denegetain, mano, mano. Of whom? Who will cause me to be in a mental state of shock? Yemias denegetain, dengate, dengate, mano, yemias denegetain, mano. Of whom shall I be afraid? Kuter hulet, verse 2. Kufuot aschenaki ochet alatochem. Sigayena yebeluzen bekarabu gize enarsu tisenakalunna wadeku. When the wicked Kufuot, and the Kufuot, the wicked, the ratchet, the Kufuot, even mine enemies and my foes are such Nakiwoche, those who cause my distress, anxiety, Telatochem, and my haters, the enemies, foes, Sigayin, Yibeluzen, came in the time when they came, or when they have come, when they come upon I to eat up my flesh. The beasts, like wild beasts, devouring their prey. They stumbled, they themselves, and fell. Source, verse 3. Though an host should encamp against me, against I, Sarawit, workers, laborers, a host, Sarawitim, and a host be Safurbin, encamping against I, Libe, my heart, Aitharam, my heart shall not fear. Selfim and war, selfim and war, binesabim. The war should rise, binesabim, bin against I, bezi in this itamamenal, bezi itamamenal. In this I will be confident, I will be trusting, I'll be confident. Kuta ara, verse 4. One thing have I desired of Egziavi, the stain of the good, the generous Av, Egziavi Rin, Andi Tenegar Lemenhut, Arswanim Shalom, that will I seek after. I will seek after her. Arswanim Ishalo, that I may dwell in the house of Egziavi all the days of my life. Behiwete Zemin Hulu, Be Egziavi Beit in Norzen, to behold the beauty of Egziavi and to inquire in his temple. That which causes Egziavir to see, to behold, that which causes Egziavir sustainer joy and happiness. Egziavirin desim yasenyawinim aizen, to see, aizen, Egziavirin desim yasenyawinim aizen, mekdesunim, mekdesu, his holy place, the mekdesu, mekdesunim, and his holy place, the meleketazen, to pay attention to and inquire, to apply meleketazen, myself in his mekdesu, mekdesunim, meleketazen. Kuter amist, verse 5. Vemekarayek en bedinkwanu asoronyalina, bedinkwanu ma meshashagia, sheshigonyalina, be alatalai kaskefa dergonyalina. For in the time, in the hour of trouble, bemekarayi, my mekara, mekarayi, in my time of trouble, mekarayi, ken, the day, the time of my trouble, bedinkwanu, Soronyalina, he has hidden I, for he has hidden I, in I, day of trouble, he has hidden I, he shall hide I in his pavilion, in his tent, bedinkwan, bedinkwanu, soronyalina, bedinkwanuma, meshashigia, sheshkonyalina, in the secret of his tabernacle, has he caused I to be hidden, fled away place. It's interesting, the hide in the first, the KJV has hide in both places. Soronyalina we have Sheshigonyalina. Sheshigonyalina here in this fifth verse. For he concealeth me in his pavilion, his tent, in the day of my trouble. He hideth me in the covert of his tent, the secret place of his tent. He lifted me up upon a rock. Be'alet lai, kaf, adargonyalina, has made me high. He shall set I up upon a rock, has made I high upon the rock. Kuter Siddist, verse 6. Inaho ahun bezuria balu betratochela rasin kef kef adarrege bedin kwanuma ya ililta meswa itina sawao leg ziavi herre kenyalo izemir letamalo. And now, behold, inaho, we have in the realm of heart, inaho, behold. Ahun now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Be Zuria Balu, Zuria round Balu, those who are betelatoche lie upon my haters. Rasin, my head. Kef Adarega. Adarega, he has made my head. He's the lifter up. He's the lifter up of my Rastafari. Neho, ahun bezuria balu betelatochela, rasin kef kef adarrega. Bedin kwanum ye ilta mesoa itina soao. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy, bedin kwanum, and in his tent. Bedin kwanum ye ililta, the Tehillim. Even from the Sefer Tehillim, hallelujah, ye ililta meswa'it, the sacrifice of ililta, of joy, of praises, the Tehillim, sacrifice the thanks and praises. Sawahu, I will offer le egaziavi harik enyalo izemir letamalo. I will compose le egaziavi har for the stain of the good, the generous Ab Father. Yay, izemir letamalo, and I will chant. So he's saying I will compose compositions and I will perform it, because the mezmor is something that we do. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Abetu wad ante ye chohirutin nakalen. Here, Abitu, I father, I am, O Ab of the Beit, father of the house, when I cry with my voice, whether towards Ante, speaking to he who be, we be, directly towards the I, Ante, towards the I, male, whether Ante, yet Chohutin, when I shout that which I have shouted, Kale, Kalein. My word in them heart, the Kale, like the Koli, the voice, the word, Kalein, Semain, hear the word of my shout, Yechohutin, Kalein, Semain, Marein, be mercy, show mercy, have mercy. Mercy I, Marena, and Adimtain, and pay attention. Pay answer I, in the sense of really paying attention. My paying attention to Ale, my word. Kutar Cement, verse 8. Ante fiten shuta bali gize abetu fite hineshalo libe anten ale. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, ante fiten shuta balihigize, my heart said to thee, I, thy face, abetu, I father's father, O Ab of the Beit, will I seek, abetu, fitehin shalo, liben anten ale. Interesting, the construction here, you know, the I, yes I, my heart said the I. Fitehin, your face, Avirtu, fitehin, your face is shallow. I will seek, lebe, my heart, anten, said the I, Ale. My heart said the I, my heart is the I. Kutere zetain, verse 9. Fitehin, kene atasur, te kotete, kabariahe, fekeka atbel, redata huneng, atet aleng, ye medhanete, mamlakui, atetawing. Hide not thy face far from I. Fitehin, kainne from I. Kainne atasawur. Don't hide your face from I. Tekwateh, kabariyahe fekatabel. Put not thy servant, baria, kabaria. Put not thy servant away in anger, you being angry, tekwetete, kabariyahe fek eka atabel. Don't put your servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, redat, redato huneng, be, for I, redat, Redat Huneng, 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 before I, Redat Huneng, Atet Alenyam, Atet Alenyam, and don't leave me, don't cast me down, Atet Alenyam, don't throw me down, my garbage, don't leave me, Atet Alenyam, Yemet Hanete Mam Lakoi. O source, Amlak of Medhanite, of my salvation. Ye Medhanite, Amlakoi, Atatawin, Atatawin, don't leave, don't forsake, leave me not, neither forsake I, O source of I salvation. Kutar Asr, verse 10. Avate na nate tetawinyalina, ekziavi hergin, tek ebeleng. When my father abate, my mother inate, when they leave, I tetonyalina, egaziavi her, sustainer the good, the generous, open handed, our father again. However, egaziavi her, take everlane, take everlane. Here, King James KJV says, then the Lord, egaziavi her, will take me up. Take ever lane. Take ever lane mean he will Kabbalah I, he will receive. He will receive I. Abate na na te te taunyalena. Egaziavi hergin. Take ever lane. Kuter asara and. Verse 11. Abetu men get dehina astem rain. Silat alato chema bek ena men get merain. Teach me thy way. Abetu. Abetu men get dehin astem rain. And lead me in a plain, a straight path. Bekena menged merang, 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 merang. Lead I in a straight path. Bekena menged sile telatochem. And because of my enemies, and because of my enemies, because of my enemies, sile telatochem. Bekena menged merang. Put asra, asra hulet, verse 12. Yeah, has said that Mr. Karochina met Enyot Tenessa Tenessatoin Tenessatovinyalina. Let and I told Chefekar Artistang. Yeah, has said that Mr. Karochina Amet Enyot Tenessatovinyalina. Let and I told Chefekar Artistang. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will. Let Elatoche fekad atistang. Don't deliver me to the will of my enemies. For false witnesses, yeah, haset, haset, Mr. Karochina, witnesses, Mr. Karoch, witnesses, and ametenyoch, ametenyoch, ametenyoch. And false witnesses and lawless rebel, rebellious one, rebels, lawless ones, Amit Enyoch, Tenesato Binyalina, are risen up against I. King James says right here, and such as breathe out cruelty. We see Amit Enyoch, which says, Mr. Karochina, Amit Enyoch, Haseta, Mr. Karochina, false, lying, lying witnesses, and Amit Enyoch. Those must be those who breathe out cruelty, the lawless ones, the rebel ones. Kuter Asra, Asra Sos, verse 13. Yeah, Gziavi Rinna, Cherneta, Behiawana, Midra, Aizen, Amnalo. I had fainted unless I had believed. Admitted as truth, at faith to see the goodness of Egeziavihar in the land of the living. Yeah, Egeziaviharin, Chernet, 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 Cher, Cher, goodness, generosity, open-handedness. Yeah, Egeziaviharin, Chernet. The goodness, the open-handedness of the sustainer of the good, the excellent, the open-handed father, the Hiyawana Midr, in the living land, the land of the living, the Hiyawan, Hiyawan, living Midr, living one's land, Aizen, to see, Aizen, to see, Amnalo, Amnalo. Now, it's interesting right here, because looking over them hard, the sense of I had fainted, you don't see that I had fainted. You know, part right there, you know, but the context here, you know, I've had faith. I have faith to see in the land of the living, the goodness, the generosity of the Gziavi here of sustainer. Kutar Asara Arat, verse 14. Egziavi rin tesfadrig barta libihima yitzna. Egziavi rin tesfadrig adrig. Wait. wait, hope. Do expect. Tesfa, hope, expectation. Tesfa, adrig. Do hope, do expect. Ekziavi harin, the sustainer. Do hope, do expect. He who be, who he be, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the sustainer. Expect him, expect upon him. Expect on he who be, who he be, the divine match. Expect on Ekziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, father. Hope in that sense. Ekziavi harin, tesla adrig. I know the KJV says wait. Right, but wait is speaking to the nefesh, to the soul. To the soul. Berta. Good courage. Be of good courage. Berta. Be of good courage. Libehim. Libehim and your libeh and your male heart. Libehim. Yitzna. Strengthen. Right? He will strengthen. Yitzna. And he will strengthen your heart. He will strengthen your heart because you hope, you expect in the sustainer. And berta, because you take good courage. Libehim. Yitzna. And he shall strengthen the eye's heart. Egeziavi harin. Tesfa adrig. Wait. Expect. I say. The sustainer. The good, the generous,
let them dance, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
መዝሙር 26 በቅንፍ 27 ሳይቀባ የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ብርሃኔና መዳኒቴ ነው የሚያስፈራኝ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር የሕይወቴ መታመኛዋ ነው የሚያስደነግጠኝ ማን ነው ክፉዎች አስጨናቂዎቼ ጠላቶቼም ሥጋዬን ይበሉ ዘንድ በቀረቡ ጊዜ እነርሱ ተሰናከሉና ወደቁ ሰራዊትም ቢሰፍርብኝ ልቤ አይፈራም ሰልፍም ቢነሳብኝ በዚህ ተማመናለሁ እግዚአብሔርን አንዲት ነገር ለመንኩት እርሷንም እሻለሁ በሕይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት ኖር ዘንድ እግዚአብሔርን ደስ የሚያሰኘውንም አይ ዘንድ መቅደሱንም እመለከት ዘንድ በመከራዬ ቀን በድንኳኑ ሰውሮኛልና በድንኳኑም መሸሸጊያ ሸሽጎኛልና ባለት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ አድርጎኛልና እነሆ አሁን በዙሪያ ባሉ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ራሴን ከፍ ከፍ አደረገ በድንኳኑም የልልታ መስዋዕትን ሰዋው ለእግዚአብሔር ቀኛለሁ እዘምርለትም አለሁ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ የጮኹትን ቃሌን ስማኝ ማረኝና አድምጠኝ አንተ ፊቴን እሹት ባልክ ጊዜ አቤቱ ፊትህን እሻለሁ ልቤ አንተን አለ ፊትህን ከኔ አትሰውር ተቆጠተህ ከባሪያ ፈቀቅ አትበል ረዳት ሁነኝ አትጣለኝም የመድኃኒቴም አምላክ ሆይ አትተወኝ አባቴና እናቴ ትተውኛልና እግዚአብሔር ግን ተቀበለኝ አቤቱ መንገድህን አስተምረኝ ስለ ጠላቶቼም በቀና መንገድ ምራኝ የሐሰት ምስክሮችና መጠኞች ተነስተውብኛልና ለጠላቶቼ ፈቃድ አትስጠኝ የእግዚአብሔርን ቸርነት በሕያዋን ምድር አይ ዘንድ አምናለሁ እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ በርታ ልብህም ይጽና እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ
Some people still searching for this truth here which this reggae music can all bring Christ to them and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Mm-hmm. مزمور هيا سدس بك النف هيا سبع سايك أباية داويت مزمور اكزياب هير برهاني النام داني تينو يم ياسفر راين مان نو اكزياب هير يهي وتيمة تامن يوانو يم ياسدن اكتاين مان نو كفو چاة اناكي وچيت الاتو چيم سگايني بلو زند بك الربو جزي انرسو تساناك كلو ناوددكو سراوتم بسفر بني لبيا فرام سلفم بالنساب بني بزيه التمام منال اكزيابيرن انديت نگر لمن ارسوانم مشال بهيوتي زمن هلو باكزيابير بيت نورزن زيابيرن دسيم ياسينيونم ايزن مكدسونم من ملكت زن بمكرايك ان بدنقانو سورو نيالنا بدنقانو مششجا ششغو نيالنا بالت لاي كف كف عدرقو نيالنا انهو اهوم بزوريا بالو بتلاتو تشلاي راسين كف كف عدرقا بدنقانوم يلل تام سواتن سواو لكزيابير كنيالو ازمر اللتمالو عبيتو ودان تيج وفوتن كالين سماي مارن ينادمتك انت فيتين اشوت بالك جزي عبيتو فيتهن شالو لبي انت نادا فيتهن كني اتسو تقوطته كباري افكك اتبه ردات هوني اتت عليهم يمدهاني تيم ماملاك بوي اتتوين اباتي نانا تيت توين يالنا اكزيابير جرتك ابالي عبيتو من قدهن استمري سلت الاتو تشيم بك انا من قد مري يهست مسكروتش النامت انجوش تنستو بين يالنا لت الاتو تشيفك عدات تستي يكزيابيرن كرنت بهي اوان مدر ايزند امنان اكزيابيرن تسفادرد برتا لبهم مثلا اكزيابيرن تسفادرد
The host with his wet hand, and passing his hand over, and upon it shall say, from Psalm 27, verses 8 and 9, I sought thy face, the eye face, O Jah, will I seek, hide not thy face from I. Put not the eye servant away in anger. The eye has been I, and I help. Leave I not, neither forsake I and I. O Elohai, highly I, power of my Yeshua, of my.
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts.
מזמור יוד. למה אדוני תעמוד ברחוק, תעלים לעיתות בצרה, וגאוות רשע ידלק עמי, יתפססו במזימות זו חשבו, כי הלל רשע על תאוות נפשו, ובוצע ברך נאץ אדוני. רשע כגובה אפו בא לדרוש, אין אלוהים כל מזימותיו. יחילו דרכיו בכל עת, מרום משפטיך מנגדו, כל צורריו יפיח בהם. אמר בלבו בל אמות, לדור ודור אשר לא ורע. עלה פיהו מלא ומרמות ודוח, תחת לשונו עמל ואבן, ישב במערב חצרים, במסתרים יהרוג נקי, עיניו לחלך יצפונו. יערוב במסתר כאריה וסוכו, יערוב לחטוף עני, יחטוף עני במושכו ורשתו. יתקה ישוח, ונפל בעצומיו חלקאים. אמר בליבו שח האל, הסתיר פניו, בל ראה לנצח. קומה אדוני אל נשא ידיך, אל תשכח ענבים. על מי נאץ רשע אלוהים? אמר בליבו לא תדרוש, ראית כי אתה עמל וכעס תביט לתת בידיך, עליך יעזוב חיליך. יתום אתה היית עוזר, שבור זרוע רשע, ורע תדרוש רשעו ול תמצא. אדוני מלך עולם ועד, אבדו גויים מארצו. תאוות ענבים שמעת, אדוני, תכין ליבם, תקשיב אוזניך, לשפוט יתום ודח, ואל יוסיף עוד לערוץ אנוש מן הארץ.
Hear, 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 basic Hebrew, hear, 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 baby Hebrew, Shema.
Slasya,
Shastafara,
Abagada,
Awazacha,
Taya,
Kaya,
Manasa,
Ipa,
Tala,
Warasha,
Ta.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now. Calling, 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 calling. Call 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Yes, listen on the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Go to YouTube, Rastafari Israelites, and get a listen. So we got a midrash right here on the fourth, on the fifth day, intermediate days of the feast of the festival, right here. Yes, I. So, tune in.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
We're going to write off the Midrash and kind of pull back the veil and see a higher Hebrew application of today's daily psalm, Psalm 27. But right here, Ray Matoon, big youth, Psalm 27. Yeah.
27 Psalms, my brethren. And when y'all try to write it, just keep it in your heart. Keep it in your mind. Keep it in your thoughts. Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, whom shall I be afraid? For when wicked even my enemies and my foes came up for me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. No one shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. No war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of John, that will I see God. That I may dwell in the house of Jah the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jah, to inquire in his temple. Cause in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret places of his tabernacle shall he hide I. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round and about me. I will sing yea, and I will sing praises unto Jah. Yea, O Jah, when I cry with thy voice of mercy, also bring me answer. Cause when thou said, seek thy face, my heart said unto thee, thy face Jah will I see, God. Put not thy servant away in anger. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O Jah, for my salvation. Cause when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord God, the Rastafari, I will take thy hand. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. Only with his eyes shall he protect and guide us day by day, night by night.
Jah will guide us in every way. So people keep the faith no matter how the time gets rough. People keep the faith no matter how the time gets rough. God the Lord is my light and my salvation, I say. Just keep the faith and hold on. Keep the faith and keep on keeping it on. Keep the faith and keep the faith and keep on doing on. Keep the faith and keep on doing good, like you know you should in your neighborhood. To all the people you can, in every way you can. God the Lord is my light and my salvation. 27 Psalms I say. No war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing wise is I have done, that will I see, God. That I may dwell in the house of Jah the days of my life. To behold the beauty of Jah and to inquire in his temple. By the time of trouble shall I be way up in his pavilion. And take me up in higher, ever higher, 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 higher. Jah shall take higher and higher in higher region. Take me to the city. What a beautiful city, where the people show a love and happiness in heaven. For the Lord me light and all my salvation. The Lord that I'm a telling never fear. On a wicked man we have no.
Yes, 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 yes. Wow, that tune just, oh, we're still being heard. Wow, that tune just kind of had a, yeah, we're still connected. So here, make me ride up. Yeah, apologies right there. That tune just kind of like a sudden, yeah. Big you there with Psalm 27. So here, the Midrash, peeling back the veil. Get the Hebrew application of today's daily psalm, but first,
whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Tov, tov, vayavdel Elohim vein ha-or uvein ha-choshek, choshek, Yahuwah ori. Veyishai, mimi, ira, Yahua ma'oz, chayai, mimi, efcha, efcha, efshma, Yahua, koli, ekra, vechaneini, wa eneini, shema, Yahua, koli, ekra, vechaneini, wa eneini, Jehovah is my light. And my salvation, whom shall I fear? Lit David of David. Lit David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27, Mizmor Kaf Zain. Psalm XXVII. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire. And his Holy One for a flame.
A flame.
Wahaya or Yisrael le'esh. Ua kedosho le lahava.
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 And the light of Israel
shall be Wahaya or Yisrael for a fire. Le'esh. And his Holy One, ua kedosho. Ukadosho and his kadosho and his holy one ukadosho li lahava li lahava li lahaba li lahava for a flame. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 17. In the world's use, when a man carries about the light of a lamp inside beito, inside his house, can he say, such and such a man who is my friend is free to use the light of the lamp, but such and such a man who is my foe is not free to use the light of the lamp?
But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, can limit the use of His light, since He created the light in the Olam Hava, in the age to come. Harasha, the ratchet, the wicked, will not be able to see His light. As is said, the light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall be put out. Or tzadikim yismach v'ner rishaim yidak. Psalm 13 and 9. The light of the righteous rejoices, or tzadikim yismach, but the lamp, the lamp of the ratchet of the wicked, yidak, shall be put out. Scripture says elsewhere, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Vayomer Elohim, Yehi or, Vayehi or, and Elohim said, let there be light, Vayomer Elohim, and Elohim said, Yehi or, let there be light, Vayehi or, and there was or, and there was light. Vayar Elohim et haor ki tov, and Elohim saw the light. Vayar Elohim et haor, the light, that it was good. Ki tov, for good. Ki tov. Vayavdel Elohim vein haor uvein hachoshek. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. Vayavdel Elohim. Vayabdel Elohim, and Elohim divided vein haor, the light, uvein ha-choshek, from the choshek, from ha-choshek. As to the meaning of the latter words, there is a difference of opinion. Rav Yehuda bar Rav Simeon maintained that Elohim divided the light for His own use, just like a king, a melech, a negus, even negus and a guess who, upon seeing a good portion says, quote, this portion shall be mine. Even so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of Set Apart One, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, created His universe, His universe, and created the great light, He said, except for me, except for I, no creature shall be free to make use of this light. And thus, like this, Scripture says in Daniel, in Daniel 2:22, the light dwelleth with Him. The light dwelleth light with dwell Him. Light with dwell him. Light with dwell Him.
Unhora imeha sherei. Unhora imeha sherei.
The light dwelleth with Him.
Unhora, the light. Unhora imeha sherei,
dwelleth with Him. Rav Avin Halewi, the Levite, said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, took Haor, the light, and covered Himself with it as though it were a garment, and illumined His universe, His universe, with it. Hence, here it is said in Psalm 104, verse 2, He covered Himself with light as with a garment.
Ote'or
Kasamla. He covers Himself with light as with a garment. Who? He who covers with light as a garment.
Oteh or
Kasamla. Kasamla. But the rabbis, the Revenant, they maintain that HaElohim, the true good, the true God, set aside Haor, the light, for the righteous in the Olam Haba, in the age to come, like a melech, like a king, like a negus, even negus neges, who has a good portion, and says, this portion shall be for my son. Thus, like this, the scripture says in Psalm 97:11, light is sown for the righteous.
Or Zarach, Lazadik, light is sown, or Zarach, Zarach, sown, or light, or Zarach, Lazadik, for the Tzadik, for the righteous. Dawi, David asked, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, of the Iniverse, when will the light come? HaElohim replied, when the time, the Iowa of redemption comes, and Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, is rebuilt, I shall make the light come, saying to Yisrael, arise, and saying to Israel, arise, arise, shine, for thy light for is thy light, come,
for thy light, come, for thy light, come.
Kumi, ori, kiva, orek. Kumi, arise, ori, arise, shine, illuminate, ori, kumi, ori, kiva, orek. Speaking to She, to Yisrael, arise, shine, for thy light has come, in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, in Isaiah 60 and 1. Kumi, ori, kiva, orek, orek, orek. As for nations, as for the goyim, the heathen, the Gentile, the international community, as for the nations, the goyim of Haaretz, of the earth, the earthly plane, for them, the light shall be made into darkness. As is said in Yeshayah, in Isaiah 10 and 17. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his sheep and his shamir in one day,
one day, one day, one day, one day.
Wahaya or Yisrael, le eish. Ua kedosho li lahava, ua va'era, we akalaha si shito, shito, usha miro, beyom echad,
echad,
echad. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, v'haya or Yisrael leish. And his Holy One, his Isle One, his set apart one, and his Holy One for a flame. Uk edosho le lahava,
le lahava,
le lahava. And it shall burn and devour his sheet and his shamir in one day. Uva va'era, uva era, uba era, we akla sheeto, uva shemiro, beyom echad, in one day, beyom echad. Who are referred to in the phrase his sheet or shito, shito, we akla, shito, ua shemiro. So who are referred to in the phrase sheet, shito, and his shamir, shemiro? Those officials of the nations of the international community of Hagoyi who maintain themselves in luxury. KJV reads, and the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns, shito, and his briars, shemiro, in one day, beyom echad. Dawi, David, said to Elohim, show us light from that light. As is said, the Lord is God, and let him show us light, in Psalm 118:27. El Yahuwah, Wayaer lanu, El, true good, true God, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Yahuwah is El, El Yahuwah, Wayaer lanu, and let him, may he show us, may he shew us light. El is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, who hath shewed us, I and I, light. El Yahuwah, Wayaer lanu, Wayaer lanu. Elohim replied, as thou livest, I shall make the light come to Israel, and make a darkness come to the goyim of the earth, to the heathen, to the nations of the earth, as Scripture says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahuwah, Jehovah, is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahuwah, Jehovah, will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. According to Isaiah, according to Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 2. Umi, Uri, Kiva, Orech, Ukavodi, Yahuwah, Olaich, Zarach, Ki Hine, Hahosheka, Yikase, Eret, Wa, Rafela, Leumima, We, Olaich, Zizrach, Yahuwah, Ukavodo, Olaich, Ye Rae, Arise. Shine, for thy light is come. Kumi, Ori, Kiva, Orek. And the glory of Jehovah, and the glory of he who be, who he be, is risen upon thee. I, Ukavod, Yahuwah, Alayik, Zarach. For behold, look and see. Ki, hine. Ki hine, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Ha choshek, yikaseh eret, shall cover the eret. Ha choshek, yikaseh eret, shall cover the earth. And gross darkness, the peoples. Wa erafel aleumim. And the Erafel, wa Erafel aleumim, and gross darkness, the peoples. But Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, who he be, will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, I. We alayich Yizrach Yahuwah ukavodoa alayich Yerae, in Yeshaya Isaiah 60. 1-2. One may marvel at this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already given the world an instance of such a thing in Exodus chapter 10, verse 22-23. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim and all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another. They saw not one and other, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light.
Vayeta Moshe et yado al hashamayim.
And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven.
Vayeta Moshe et yado. Al Hashemayim, Vayihi Choshekka, Efela, Kekola Eretz Mitzrayim, Sheloshetta Yamim.
And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim 3 days.
Vayihi Choshekka, Efela. Choshekka efela,
thick darkness.
Choshekka efela, bekol eretz, in all the land Mitzrayim of Egypt. Shloshet yamim, 3 days. Shloshet yamim,
they saw not one another.
Lo ra'u ish et achio,
and they saw not ish et achio, they saw not man, his brother.
Lo ra'u.
Lo rao, they saw not seeing. Lo rao, isha eta achiyo.
Willo akamu isha miatachitayo.
Neither rose any from his place.
Willo akamu ish miatachitayo.
Shiloshetta yamim for 3 days.
Ulekola bnei Yisrael hayaora be'moshavotam.
But the bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, all of the sons, ulekola
bnei Yisrael hayaora, had light. There was light. Haya or. There was light. Haya or. There, Moshe Votam. There, Moshe Votam. Moshe Votam in there, in there, in there, in there dwellings. Had light, had light, had light. Had light in their dwellings. What does one find scripture saying? What does one find the scripture saying of the time of the Iowa when the Mitzrayim, when the Egyptians were pursuing the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel? And the pillar of cloud came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael, of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness, yet gave it light, yet gave it illumination. Exodus chapter 14, verse 20. Vayavo bein machne Mitzrayim uvein machne Yisrael vayehi ha'anana v'hachoshek vayere et ha'layla v'load rav ze el ze kol ha'layla kol ha'layla kol and the pillar of cloud came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael. Vayavo bein machne Mitzrayim uvein machne Yisrael. And there was the cloud and the darkness, yet gave it light. And there was the cloud. Vayehi ha'anan v'hachoshek. Vayehi ha'anan v'hachoshek. And there was the cloud, ha'anan, and the darkness, v'hachoshek, v'hachoshek, and the choshek yet gave it light. Vayaer, 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 yet gave it light. But if the pillar of cloud was there, how could darkness be there? Or if darkness was there, how could the pillar of cloud be there? Rav Hoshaya explained that the pillar of cloud had two faces, a face of light for the children of Israel and a face of darkness for the Mitzrayim, for the Egyptians. And so David said, I shall sing a song, a mizmor, concerning Elohim, the true good, the true God's light, concerning Elohim's illumination. As is said, Lidawid, Yahuwah ori, v'yishai, mimira Yahuwah, ma'oz achayai, mimia efchad. As it is said, a psalm of David, Lidawid, Yahuwah ori, Jehovah is ori, is my light. V'yishai, v'yishai, and yishai, and my salvation, and my Yeshua. Another comment on Yahuwari, v'yishai, Jehovah is my light and my salvation. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Path. Path,
noon,
path,
noon, noon,
path,
noon.
Near li raglia derakeka orla lina tilana 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 tilana. Thy word, devarekeka, devarek, devareka, devareka. Thy word, devareka. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. Ner li ragli devareka, thy word is a lamp to my feet. Ner, ner, a lamp. Ner li ragli, ragli, for my feet, to my feet. Ner li ragli devareka, and a light to my path. Weor linativati, weor, and a light, weor. Lina Devati, Psalm 119, 105. With whom may the wicked harasha, the ratchet, be compared? With a man who was walking in the middle of night in pitch darkness, so that when he came to a stone, he stumbled over it. And when he came to a pit, he fell into it.
To such a man apply the words from Proverbs 4 and 19. The way of the wicked, of the ratchet, is in darkness. They know not at what they stumble.
They stumble.
They stumble. They
Derek Rishaim Ka Efela Lo Yadu Bame Ye Kashel
Ye Kashel
Ye Kashel
Ye Kashel
Ye Kashel.
The way of the wicked is in darkness.
Derek Rishaim, the way of the Rishaim, the ratchet.
Derek Rishaim Ka Efela Ka Efela, in darkness. Ka Efela
Lo Yadu, they don't know. Lo Yadu
Bame.
At what, in what, at what, Bame,
Bame,
Yikashelu,
Yikashelu,
Bame, Yikashelu.
They know not at what they stumble. Proverbs 4:19. And with whom may the righteous be compared? With a man who was walking in the way, but who had a lighted lamp in his hand, so that when he came to a stone, he took heed of it and did not stumble. And when he came to a pit, he took heed of it and did not fall into it. Even so, David said, when I was about to profane HaShabbat, HaTorah, the Torah gave light to me, For it says, remember, Zakor, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Exodus 20 and 8. When I was about to commit adultery, HaTorah gave light to me, gave light to I. For it says, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Leviticus 20 and 10. Hence, David declared, Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Ner l'ragli devareka ve'ora lina tevati.
Another comment on thy word is a lamp to my feet.
Ner l'ragli devareka ve'ora lina tevati.
And a light to my path. If ner, then why or? If near, if lamp, then why light? If light, if or, then why near, why lamp? But David meant this. When I begin studying words of Torah, though I barely begin with them, still they give forth light, illumination. But as I go deeper into Torah, into John's directions, instructions, the teaching of his majesty, then many gates of light, of or, open to me, open to I. Hence, David speaks of a lamp, a near, that broadens into or, into light,
into
a different comment on near le ragli devareka we ora lina tevati. Another comment on thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When did David speak this verse? When he was going into the valley of Rephaim, and yet would not go up into battle against the Philistines until he had inquired of the Urim and Thummim, You find that when Samuel went to anoint David, The ministering angels in the presence, in the face, the perception of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, making accusations against David, saying, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Master of the Universe, wherefore art thou taking away the kingship from Shaul, from Saul, and giving it to David, and giving it to David, and giving it to David? HaElohim answered, I shall tell you wherein Shaul and David differ. Shaul, Saul, went to inquire of the Urim and Thummim. But as soon as he saw the Philistines preparing to attack him, he said to the priest, withdraw thy hand. Not waiting for HaKohen, the priest, to finish the inquiry. As is said, it came to pass while Saul talked to HaKohen the priest. That the tumult that was in the camp of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul and Shaul said to HaKohen, withdraw thy hand in 1 Samuel 14:19. But David, even when he saw the Philistines in the valley of Rephaim, preparing to attack him, began at once to inquire of the Urim and Thummim, as is said in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of Jehovah, he said, thou shalt not go up. Make a circuit behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. By this Elohim meant, until thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, thou shalt not as much as stretch out a hand against the Philistines, even if they come near thee, even if they come near the eye. But let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, not the sound of a going behind the Philistines, that then thou shalt determine to Aliyah to go up. The words, thou shalt determine, usually denote decision, as in the phrase from Job 14 and 5, seeing his days are determined. For then will Yahuwah Jehovah be going out before the eye to smite the Zava, the host of the Philistines. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 24. And why did Elohim say to David, that the sign of his going out to help him was to be the sound of a going, not behind the Philistines, but in the tops of the mulberry trees? Rav Berakayo said, in order to intimate that Elohim himself, as it were, would be going out from among the prickly tops of the mulberry trees, for there is a kind of mulberry tree completely covered with thorns, so that whenever a man touches it, he cries out in sudden pain. Thus, like this, the verse means to teach you indirectly that whenever the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, of Israel, are in distress, it is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, is also in distress. As it is said in Isaiah 63 and 9, in all their affliction, He was afflicted. Likewise, we are told in Exodus 3 and 2, and the angel, the Melaaki Yahuwah of Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a thorn bush. Here again, why out of a thorn bush and not out of another kind of tree? Because as it is said in Psalm 91 and 15, I am with him in trouble. When the Philistines came up and the hosts of Israel saw them, for the Philistines were not far away from them, not even as much as 4 cubits away, the host of Israel asked David, why do we stand still? David answered them, because I have already been commanded by Jehovah, not to stretch out even a hand against the Philistines until we see the tops of the mulberry tree sway. Should we stretch out a hand against them, we shall die forthwith. If I and I do not stretch out a hand against them, they may slay us, I and I, forthwith. But it is better that we, that I and I, die the death of the righteous than the death of the ratchet, the death of the wicked. Let us, I and I then, you and I and I, lift up our eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. But at this instant, the tops of all the mulberry trees began swaying, and forthwith the host of Israel attacked the Philistines, as is said. And David did so, and Jehovah commanded him, as Adonai commanded him, and smote the Philistines, 2 Samuel 5:25. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was able to say to the ministering angels, mark the difference between David and Shaul, between David and Saul. And what brought about David, Dawid's deliverance? It was the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word of the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, that Dawid, that David fulfilled, and that gave him or, that gave him light, that gave him illumination. Hence, David said, thy word, thy word is a lamp to my feet, nera l'ragli, devareka, thy word is a lamp to my feet, Another comment on Yahuwah Ori, v'yishi, Jehovah is my light, Yahuwah Ori, v'yishi, and my salvation. Rav Eliezer interpreted the entire Mizmor, the entire psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Zain, the 27th psalm. He interpreted the entire psalm, Mizmor, as referring to the Bnei Yisrael at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea. Thus, Yahuwah Jehovah was my light, Yahuwah Ori, was my light at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, at the Etar Abahir, at the Eritrean Sea. For it is said in Exodus 14:20, the cloud gave light by night there. We Yishi, and my salvation at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, at the Rabahir. For it is said thus like this, Yahuwah save Yisrael that day, in Exodus 14:30. Whom shall I fear? Mimi ira, from whom? From who? Mimi, from who? Mimi ira. Whom shall I fear? At the Yam Suf, at the Etar Abahir, Moshe said to Ha'am, fear you not, in Exodus 14 and 20. Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yah, is the strength of my life. At the Yam Suf, Yisrael sang, Jah is my strength and song, in Exodus 15, 2. Of whom shall I be afraid? Mimira. Of whom shall I be afraid? Fear and dread shall fall upon them. Exodus 15 and 2. Pharaoh came near, in Exodus 14, 10a. To do what? To eat up my flesh. Pharaoh said, I will pursue, I will overtake my lust. My soul, my sight, and my lust shall be satisfied upon them, in Exodus 15 and 9. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, a wicked arasha, a ratchet man, does not leave this world until he has pronounced sentence upon himself. Hence it is written, I will pursue, I will overtake. It is not written here, we will pursue, we will overtake, but I will pursue, I will overtake, really signifying, I will be pursued, I will be overtaken. It is not written here, we will divide the spoil, but I will divide the spoil, really signifying, I will be divided as spoil. Mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. In today's daily psalm. For it is said, but as for Pharaoh and his hosts, he overthrew them in the Yam Suf, in the Etar Abahir, in Psalm 136 and 15. The Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael said, From now on, though a host of Mitzrayim, Egyptians, should again encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war with Amalek, and my lake should arise against I, yet will I put my trust in him, in Psalm 27, verse 3. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Holy One,
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered.
Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. Yah. Yah.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. Five tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Funny, soon people will be very
very astonished and feel as if they are being punished. Have so many are blind and they lose their way, searching for a brighter, living for a brighter day. But then you have to know your night from the day. Remember that alone lead the way. Love light on, turn your love light, turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see, I'm a Gideon. Love light on, turn your love light, turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, if we are not separated, then we must be one. If we are not divided, then we must be strong. That there's only one place where we're coming from. Better be sure about your destination. Change so many things and start a revolution. There's too much disillusion and too much corruption within the people's mind and their meditation. Remember to love and don't make you live long. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light, turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see, I'm a Gideon. Love light on, turn your love light, turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, got so many advice, yet they cannot see that the only way to live, the only way to be, is to live a life according to the Almighty. Remember that alone set you free. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light, turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on, turn your love light, turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on.
Yes, we mankind. Love light, yes, time. Love light, shine that love light. Keep the love light on. That's Uwe Banton, UWE Banton, right there with love light. Here. Fourth, moving to the fifth day of the unleavened bread. So purge out the leaven. Bun out.
Everybody knew for too long now. The pressure upon the youth is up, it's gonna make we rise again. Rise again. Alright, blaze up the herbs and pass me the chalice. Burning out the hatred, and we burning out the malice. No racist, can't see Japanese. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the valleys. Alright, keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never been.
From the five cycle to the metaphysical, the meaning of the unleavened bread. Purify.
Discipleship Radio.
Log on to
www.blogtalkradio.com / Discipleship Radio.
Yes, just touch on a quick overview. Chag HaMatzot Sameach. Happy Feast of Unleavened Bread. But what is the meaning? What's the meaning of unleavened bread? Now, in the scriptures, the Metzav Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, in HaTorah, in the direction, instruction, in Javai, well, matzah We say matzah is sometimes called the bread of affliction. We have this in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 3. However, it is not so much, quote, of affliction, end quote, because it is leavened. Check. Again, it is not, quote, of affliction, end quote, because it is unleavened. It is not leavened, unleavened, but it is unleavened because it has been born or birthed out of affliction. In other words, since the B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, the Hebrews, the true Jews, had no time to prepare their bread on account of their affliction, the bread had no time to rise. The matzah, or the kita in jera, as I say in the Royal Amharic, but the Hebrew groundation, the matzah, then is not so much the remembrance of bondage as of the deliverance, the deliverance, charuteinu, ayinai, freeness from bondage. And that which had originally been of affliction now became on account of Jah's deliverance, Jah Adonai, Adonai's deliverance, the token of freeness, charuteinu, netzanet, netzanet. So matzah also represents purity, since chametz is 11, is a metaphor of chatiyat, of a systemic anomaly, akari, falling short, missing the mark, forfeiture. None of Mitzrayim, Egypt's leaven, was to pervade it. None of the world flesh, the satanic seclorum's leaven, is to pervade it. All the old leaven was to be entirely purged. The purge. The purge is on. It has to be purged from their homes, and our homes, and most importantly, in our lives and in our liberty. Chag HaMatzot, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, then both it memorializes, it calls to mind to remember Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God's deliverance, deliverance from a life of liberty, of slavery, of slavery, enslavement under Paro, under ancient Egypt's federal government system. After the sacrifice of the Pesach, the Passover, the Seth, the Lamb. But it also represents the Meshahawiyan, the Christian, the Nazarenes, and even I and I of the new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, deliverance from a life of liberty under Chatiyat, under sin, under Akari, the systemic anomaly, under Hasatan, the enemy, the adversary, after the sacrifice of Adonai, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, after the sacrifice of the King of Kings, Christ, Jesus Christos, the Lamb of God, the Seh HaElohim, the Egeziari Herbeg. Now, the prophetic and symbolic lesson. What's the lesson? There's a lesson, there's a testing, and then there's the baraka, the blessing. The prophetic and symbolic lesson of ridding and purging your life, your liberty of the leaven of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, representing the world, the flesh, the satanic 666 cyclone, is that you get rid of chatiyat, the systemic anomaly, akari, and replace it with purity and humility, under redemption, right? In redemption, and upon redemption, we, I and I, are to become sanctified, set apart. In other words, to become unleavened people. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, we read, and when read, we shema, give ear and hear the word that your glorying is not good. Know ye, know y'all not, that a little leaven, it leavens a whole lump. Chatiyat, akari, the systemic anomaly, sin, forfeiture, lack, missing the mark. It has a leavening, quote, end quote, a leavening, a yeastening influence upon the psyche, upon the suke, upon the nefesh, upon the soul. You simply cannot include a little akari in your life without it affecting your whole iritical liberty. Hidden chatiyat. Hidden akari, for example, hypocrisy, it spreads like spiritual corruption throughout the body and will eventually be exposed. As Ha'adon, Yeshua, Geta Yesus has said, nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light and come to the illumination. Kedusa Lukas in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 17. So first, Corinthians chapter 5, 7 to 8 responds to this by saying, cleanse out, purge out, cleanse out the old leaven, that you, that y'all may be a new lump, as you, y'all, I and I all, really are unleavened, for HaMoshiach, Christos Christ, Fasikachin, our Passover lamb has been sacrificed one time for all time. So make I and I therefore celebrate. I liberate the festival, Hachag, the festival of the feast, not with old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil and all the rara, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity, straightforwardness, and truth, and the objective reality of His Divine Majesty. Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So here, the Apostle Paul enjoins you and I and I all to undergo I and I own inward bedikata chametz and become a new lump, that cleaning, that purging process, and become a new lump. That is a new substance that is untainted and contaminated by the sour, rottening influences of I and I past lives and liberties. Saint HaMoshiach, the Messiah, has been sacrifice as your and my and I Pesach, Paschal Lamb, the Passover Lamb. You and I and I are a new creation, a new iration, made unleavened by the power of the Ayla Irit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the manifest Kedus, the Holy Spirit. Therefore, put away from you the old nature, the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is the inclination to Tarara, to evil, and purge from you the old leaven of Mitzrayim, the old leaven of Egypt, the old leaven of the world, the flesh, and the satanic 666 cyclorum, that inwardly it cankers you and I, it makes you and I and I sick. Walk, trod without hypocrisy in the truth, objective reality of the love of His Divine Majesty for your and I and I soul. Amen.
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 Leaven. Leaven. And the sacrifice of Ha'adon Yeshua, of Adonai Yeshua, I HaMoshiach. Yes, I. Now, traditionally, the leaven package is something according to tribe, Judaically speaking, of the leaven package. What about the leaven package? The leaven package is burnt. The leaven package is bun. It's bun at the time, the Iwa of the morning prayer. On Nisan 14th, which is Abib 14th, which is that crucifixion day, right? During what's known as the Be'or Hametz ceremony, the burning, the bunning of the Hametz. That is the exact day in which HaMoshiach Yeshua was crucified. So removing Ainai sin, Akari, Chat, Yad, systemic anomaly, and spiritual leaven forever, for Iva and Iva. Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Yeah, Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Yeah.
Why?
But passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia, and settled in Ethiopia, and settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses. But passed over their houses. But passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their destruction to the Egyptians, destruction to the Egyptians, destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape,
Unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve. 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 On Passover Eve.
Africans, we see them with the African music and we're Africans scattered abroad. So it come as a kind of rebellion.
Remain a mere person. Yo, you can find knowledge yourself or keep searching. Whoever
a fight revolution, or any other revolutionary. We don't even have to tell people that. You know, we don't want to tell no one that.
Chag Hamatzot Sameach Bond 11 11 11 11 11 Bonnet Yesai Astafari.